from the shelves, he yanked down the 10 bodies and dumped them with thuds into the coffins. Jayed's was the last one.
Jayed, you silly crunch. What a crap lousy IBI agent you were. It ain't smart, Jayed, to come in here worrying your betters. And what did you get for it?
Turl picked up the lid he'd made, checked the name.
A coffin and a grave burying you under the phony name of Snit.
The glazed eyes seemed to regard him reproachfully.
No, Jayed, it will do no good to argue. None at all. Neither your murder nor that of Numph will ever be traced to me. Goodbye, Jayed.
He slammed the coffin lid down on Jayed. He covered the rest of the coffins with his lids. He checked the small X's. He took a tool that cold bonded metal and sealed the lids down to the coffins. He put the tool on the shelf. He took the name marking tool out of his pocket and put it where it belonged. He looked around and stood straighter. So far, all was perfect. And he was all ready, a whole day early for the semi-annual firing. He reached for the light. He did not hear the whisper against stone as the button camera was withdrawn from the hole, or the squish of cement as the hole was blocked. Turl opened the door. It was getting dimly light. He walked across the open space, the firing platform, and up the hill to his quarters. Behind him, at the morgue, two caped figures slipped away into the ravine. 4 hours later, on this day 91, Johnny, Robert the Fox, the council, and team members concerned went over and over the picto-recorder pictures. They must not miss the tiniest possibility or the largest option. They could not afford to miss. The fate, not just of themselves, but of galaxies, depended upon making no mistakes.